Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning some of the silage chopping that they may be doing as they move into spring and early summer. Dry matter content at harvest is really, really important. We'd like to have that between 30 and 38%. And the forage maturity is also very important. Forage maturity has a high impact on milk production and intake. As these crops get more mature, and they do mature very quickly, we can quickly lose 5 to 10 pounds of milk production per cow per day and 3 to 4 pounds of dry matter intake in our lactating herd if we're using this as a major part of the ration for those animals. This is combined with the summer slump we normally see with milk production due to heat stress as well as intake. It's really a combination problem if we don't get these harvested at the right maturity. Just make sure that you're chopping at a small amount of length, that you actually avoid a lot of the longer particles. Longer particles do not pack well. They also cause issues with sorting when we try to feed them in the bunk. We need to be watching ash contents. A lot of times that is due to soil contamination. So make sure that your rakes and the pickup attachments on your chopper or baler are set so that they're not a tillage tool in the field. We want to try to maintain that ash content at 10% or less of the dry matter of the forage that we're harvesting. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider several different things as they determine when and how they're harvesting alfalfa and small grain silages.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.